From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Globs of oil are now fouling beaches in a fourth Gulf Coast state, Florida. At Pensacola Beach, there are reports of swimmers rushing out of the water after wading into slick from the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Henry Fairley and his dad are trying to get rid of the tar balls. Clearly, no easy task.
My hands are sticky now from collecting all the oil.
A major operation to contain the oil is underway off the Louisiana coast. President Obama's there again, getting briefed on BP's latest attempt. NPR's Richard Harris has more on that.
BP has said tuning up this process could take some time. If they start drawing up oil too quickly, they could also suck in seawater from around a loose-fitting seal, and that water could make an icy sludge with methane and clog up the works. Oil is now pouring out of vents on top of the funnel device, but over the course of the day, BP hopes to increase the flow up the pipe and to close those vents. The company says the device could capture 90% of the oil, but at least some oil will continue to flow for months until BP can drill a new well and plug the bottom of the damaged one with cement. Richard Harris, NPR News.
BP Senior Vice President Kent Wells warns results may take a while.
And I think we'll know more over the next couple of days of what we can ultimately get to.
Wells in a telephone briefing with reporters. The unemployment rate slides back to 9.7% in May. More than 430,000 jobs were added to the economy, though most were temporary census workers. Economist Hugh Johnson says he doesn't think this will have an impact on interest rates.
The Federal Reserve has promised to keep interest rates extraordinarily low for an extended period of time. It's hard to make the case that they'll raise interest rates anytime soon, because these numbers simply say this economy, yes, recovering, strong recovery, no, just recovering.
Following this report, U.S. stocks are still losing ground. At last check, the Dow plunging more than 300 points now at 9,933. NASDAQ Composite Index losing more than 70 points at 2,226. S&P 500 down 35. At 1067. Flags are being lowered to half staff across Bangladesh in observance of a national day of mourning tomorrow, following one of the country's deadliest fires. At least 117 people were killed, including 15 members of a wedding party, and more than 100 people have been injured. Authorities say an electrical explosion triggered a massive fire that raced through buildings in the Bangladeshi capital last night. The Irish Nobel Peace Prize laureate on a humanitarian ship bound for Gaza says activists will not resist Israeli soldiers if they board. Marae Corrigan McGuire says the vessel is expected to reach Israel's 20-mile exclusion zone tomorrow morning. The trip comes less than a week after Israeli commandos raided an aid flotilla, killing 9 people. This is NPR. The British airline EasyJet says it has developed a device to help pilots detect clouds of volcanic ash. Katie Bilboa has more on this from London.
The Icelandic ash cloud that grounded European aviation back in April is estimated to have cost EasyJet about $100 million. Today, the budget airline revealed what it described as the silver bullet which could end such disruption. The European aircraft manufacturer Airbus has agreed to test the device, an infrared detector which would be fitted to the tail fin of the aircraft. It would provide warnings to the pilot of areas of volcanic ash up to 65 miles ahead. If the tests are successful, EasyJet hopes to have its aircraft fitted with the technology by the end of the summer and says it will make the detector available to other airlines. For NPR News, I'm Katie Bilboa in London.
Rod Blagojevich's corruption trial continued for a second day with jury selection resuming. Former Illinois governor is accused of trying to sell the Senate seat vacated by President Obama. Blagojevich has pleaded not guilty to 24 counts. They include wire fraud, racketeering, bribery, and attempted extortion. 20 years after Manhattan real estate tycoon was killed, his widow is now going to prison. Authorities say Barbara Kogan was sentenced today to 12 to 36 years in jail. She pleaded guilty in April to manslaughter and other charges. Prosecutors say the Kogans were in the middle of a bitter divorce at the time of the contract killing. We have an update from Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 309 points at 9,946, continuing its day-long loss. NASDAQ down 76 at 2227. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.